Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his sin, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have regained your brother. Talk to each other in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mom! Mom knew that voice. Something had happened down the hall. Ruth's brother said something mean. Ruth's sister responded with something unkind. There was no way Ruth was going to let that mean word or unkind act go unnoticed. So she cried out, Mom! Soon the kids would be standing in front of Mom. Each child would present their side. Each child would try to avoid getting in trouble for what they actually did or said. Each child would argue louder and louder over the top of the other, until finally Mom hands out consequences. Now both children go away angry at each other and Mom. What mom would want to be in that situation? Yet how often do we shout for, Mom, when someone sins against us? We do not react calmly. We do not try to talk to the person who has wronged us. Instead, we get angry. We yell. We respond strongly and try to find someone who will hand out consequences on the sinner, all while conveniently forgetting that we are sinners too. If someone is not available to hand out consequences, we go and tell everyone how bad, rude, or unkind that person is without talking to them about how they have sinned against us. Is that how God wants you to treat someone who has wronged you? No. Jesus encourages you, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his sin, just between the two of you. Jesus says nothing about going off, yelling, or telling on everyone else. Instead, he wants you to show love by calmly helping someone to see their sin. Why does Jesus want you to do that? He wants you to regain them, to bring them back by helping them turn back from their sin and follow Jesus. You see, Jesus loves them and cares for their soul as much as he loves and cares for yours. In love, Jesus came to forgive the sins of even the worst person you can think of, which means he came to forgive your sins, my sins, and the sins of those who wrong you. The next time someone sins against you, what will you do? You could yell, Mom! Or you can remember how Jesus loves you and has forgiven you. Then talk to that person out of love for their soul, that they might enjoy Christ's forgiveness too. We fold our hands and pray. Lord Jesus, in love you have forgiven my sins, though I do not deserve it. Help me to forgive the person who sins against me. Help me to love them as you love me, that I may bring them back to you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.